Welcome to the NHL Wraparound Podcast, featuring Neil Smith, President, General Manager of the 1994 Stanley Cup champion New York Rangers, and longtime ESPN NHL veteran Vic Morin. Together, they share no-nonsense opinions on news and issues around the National Hockey League. Whether you're a casual or diehard fan, each episode of NHL Wraparound will leave you more informed. Now, here's your hosts, Neil and Vic.
Is the human side of the story brought to you by the Game 7 group. And when we hit the Stanley Cup final, there is nothing more in terms of leadership than just looking at the two captains, Connor McDavid and Alex Barkov of the Florida Panthers. McDavid's Oilers are led by probably the most dynamic player that perhaps the game has ever seen, but he's also transformed himself into an excellent 200-foot player as well. And for Barkov, his play is Selke Trophy winning with his defensive play, but he also has some great offensive creativity. So really succeeding for both of these players requires the best of not only themselves, but of their teammates as well. And at the Game 7 group, transforming individuals into cohesive groups allows every team the potential to achieve extraordinary results. Game 7 group offers various services such as team building events, plus coaching and speaking engagements aimed at improving team dynamics, productivity, and overall performance. We all want to be able to succeed in the big moment. Check out the Game 7 Group website at game7group.com/NHL wraparound to learn more. Right now, a special incentive offer awaits our podcast listeners. Take your team to the next step. The Game 7 Group will get you there. And Neil, I think there's nothing more that really symbolizes teamwork, commitment, dedication, than the work that these athletes put in during the Stanley Cup playoffs. They get banged up, and realistically, we don't find out how banged up they are until after their playoff run ends.
No, you sure don't. And when you do find out is on breakup day. And breakup day, for those that don't know, is the day that the media gets to meet with the players and the coaches and talk about the playoffs and talk about the regular season. And it's supposedly the day that the players all go back to wherever they're from. But that's the day that you find out what the injuries are. The other day, the Rangers had their breakup day, and we found out that Jacob Trouba had actually suffered a broken ankle near the end of the regular season. It was mended, and he was okay, but he was still playing on a recently broken ankle that had mended during the playoffs. A lot of people criticizing his play during the playoffs, but don't realize that maybe he's a little bit ginger. Their best defenseman offensively, of course, Adam Fox, admitted to the media that although he could play on his knee, that he got injured against Washington, that it was still injured and that it was hit again in the second round, I believe, and that he had to play through it. But he said, again, they say, well, I was okay. It was just injured. But the thing that fans and media have to keep in mind when they watch the playoffs is you don't know how many of those guys are really injured. And some seriously injured. Last year, Matthew Tkachuk with the cracked sternum playing right through the Stanley Cup Finals against the Vegas Golden Knights, you find out later. And these guys are running at each other at 20 miles an hour on the ice, smashing into the board, smashing into each other, sustaining injuries, getting frozen up. You'll see players blocking shots, going off. They can barely get themselves off the ice, and they're back in a couple of minutes later. Well, guess what, folks? They got some freezing put on that injury, but that injury is still there. Those bruises are still there. Those bone bruises are still there. So when you're watching hockey players, think a little bit about, you know what? Some of these guys might be banged up, and we should give them the benefit of the doubt. It'll all come out at the end of the season.
You bet. And terrific message to all the fans out there about the commitment and what these guys play through. Neil, 2 years ago during the pre-state of the NHL, which is an address held by Gary Bettman prior to the start of the Stanley Cup final, the NHL interpreted that press conference into American Sign Language. And 2 years later, this final between Edmonton and Florida will mark the first time a major sports league airs games in sign language for the deaf community with play-by-play and color commentary. TNT did the Women's Deaf National Soccer Team match about a week ago. That was the first event. But great job by the founder and CEO of PXP, Bruce Christensen, to lead this effort. And these games will air for the deaf community on ESPN Plus in the States and Sportsnet Plus in Canada. And also a great job by the NHL trailblazing this event. And you could bet that other leagues will be following suit.
That certainly is trailblazing by the National Hockey League. It's going to be very interesting and just a great, great thing for people who are handicapped by the fact that they cannot hear the play-by-play and will now be able to at least read it. We want to thank MyGray and the Game 7 group for being our sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't be here. Thanks to all our listeners. Don't forget to send questions or comments to nhlwraparound@gmail.com. Don't forget to visit our website, which is nhlwraparound.com. It's really fun to look at that. You can get all the episodes there. And again, another place that you can see what events we're doing and a lot of other things. And until next week, when we're going to know more about where Lord Stanley's Cup might be going, we'll say goodbye for now.
Thanks for joining us on the NHL Wraparound Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date on all the NHL action.